Hi, friends. I'm Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. On Monday, as you know, the day after Easter, we are going to go through the Let's Read the Gospels guided journal together here on the podcast. It includes a new reading plan that we've never done before on the podcast, and we want you and your friends to join us for the month of April. You still have time to get your copy of the guided journal from Amazon or Target, wherever you love to buy books, and we will kick things off on April 1st. So that is next Monday. Once you have your copy of the Let's Read the Gospels Guided Journal, you can head to the link in the show notes to sign up for our Gospels Guided Journal book club over on Facebook. It's a private group just for those of us going through the guided journal together in the month of April. And we'll use it as a way to chat about what we're processing and learning each day. Plus, there is a free download of 5 prayers to go alongside the journal as well. It's beautiful. So just head to the link in the show notes, fill out the form to sign up for the group, and let's get as many people as possible to read the Gospels together in April. So, okay, let's read the Gospels together today. The Gospels are the first 4 books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. So here is how this works. I'm going to read 1 chapter to you today. You can listen or read along in your own Bible, and then I'll mention the verse or idea that stood out to me, and then I'll pray, and that's it. So today is March 26th, and I'll be reading Luke 21 from the New International Version. Luke 21. As Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in 2 very small copper coins. "Truly, I tell you," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on." Some of his disciples were remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, "As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down." "Teacher," they asked, "when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are about to take place?" He replied, "Watch out that you are not deceived. For many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen first, but the end will not come right away." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents, brothers and sisters, relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life. When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those in the city get out, and let those in the country not enter the city. For this is the time of punishment and fulfillment of all that has been written. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people. They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. People will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." He told them this parable: "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Each day, Jesus was teaching at the temple, and each evening he went out to spend the night on the hill called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to hear him at the temple. That is Luke 21 in the NIV. Man, I'm just drawn. There is so much in this. And I'm drawn back to those first few verses where the rich, it says that the rich people give out of their wealth, but that this woman had given out of her poverty. And that's what Jesus noticed. And it makes me think of a friend of mine who is working really hard to set up some of her single friends. And meanwhile, she is really longing to be pregnant. And it feels like in an area where she is not getting her prayers answered, she's working really hard to give on behalf of others to help other people get their prayers answered. And it just feels like this story, like she's offering what she has even out of her own poverty right now. And I just thought, man, those are the people that Jesus notices and he pays attention to and calls our giving really great when you give from a place of your lack. And so whatever you're praying for, whatever you're waiting on, whatever you are hoping for, if you can serve anyway, if you can give anyway, if you can love anyway, that's the kind of offering that Jesus notices. So let's pray together. Jesus, I thank you for my friend I'm thinking of who, while she is waiting for you to answer her prayer, she is actively helping other people get their prayers answered. So thank you that she models this so beautifully for me. And help us, God, to like be generous and thoughtful of other people, whether it's financial or with our time or with our energy, with our hopes, that whatever it looks like for us to give in the middle of our wanting and in the middle of our own poverty, would you help us to do that? We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.